Nawatu onyankupon akwa mosenjo niyo gwama ninjumse eradi nyankupon adinina sutufu wunyuma
and everlasting Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of heaven and earth, Father, we thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you that we are still alive today. And we thank you that, Lord, you are asking us to worship you in truth. We thank you, Almighty. We give you all the adoration. We thank you also for our nation, Ghana. Today is 65 years since we had our independence. And it is my prayer that today we are also going to have our independence from Satan. Lord God Almighty, use me as an instrument to speak to your people. Father, speak to your people. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take authority over all principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, all demons who are here to thwart the word of God from going forward. I take authority over you and I bind you in the name of Jesus. And I say, you cannot operate as the word of God is coming. Holy Spirit, take control. Holy Spirit, take absolute control and visit your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Adolfo, and a year, 65 years, Ghana enya independence. And it is a way Ghana ni waha. Mesrao se, ye dede ke sieme raden te wuka. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thanks be to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Yantimi anko independence kwa yedi eni. And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Luke chapter 4, verse 8. People of God, today is the first Sunday in Lent. This is a holy season, and Christians observe this day by meditating and reflecting on the word of God, by fasting and prayer. So I am asking, are you also doing that? Thanks be to the Lord God Almighty. And Na se du kwese de di kan wo lentim sa. Ya Christopher de mpa bo ene akonchin e de nkoto sre akwa urade anim se be ya de wo hwehwe bia no urade be ye sa ma wom na bibi sa se sa na won so oye ana. Today our theme is truthfulness in worship. Truthfulness in worship. Truthfulness has been a rare gem in the life of humankind today. Yes, we can say that people now accept lying more than truth. Is it true or false? So, it is very, 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 very rare for people to speak these days the truth. It has, lying has become part and parcel of people, especially when we meet as a group. So, if somebody you are sitting close by is sleeping while the word of God is coming, and you tap the person and say, "Hey, Sister Mercy, are you sleeping?" What do you think will be the answer? Meanwhile, you saw the sister sleeping. That is why you tap her. But you say, "No, I'm not sleeping." I don't know what the paper can say. And then you are seeing me. Come here, sir. And throw a yabu kafa no quarrelso. Ya brabo yabu nina no. E ya kwako, yes, sir. You didn't draw all the time. It is obiti when chan was saw them. One can say, "Well, need to your pants or any pane da." Now, predator besides say, "Oh, sister, as soon as the oh da, obi and another menai." Meanwhile, only pano so, now or da, it's in our prayer. No. You see, when we talk about worship, what comes into people's mind immediately is music. But worship is the totality of all that we do whenever we meet in the presence of God. The person who starts the service, he will say that, "Let us worship the Lord." So as soon as the choir begins to process, we have started worshiping the Lord. But as the service progresses, you see the musicians, they will come and they will say, "Now it's time for worship." As if singing slow songs and people speaking in tongues, etc., is what we call worship. But no, worship is the totality of what we do when we come to the presence of God. The American said, "Say you can't worship her. Ya na nipa bebre na to ansana no omdo madwen akọ enwum so. Me ka se me ne sofo obi ko ba bi. Ana ho kan se enye enwum to ona aye to bọkọ de atuntum awurade no enko ana aye worship. Ana so ka so no. Me se praise team for hobufu ya sa enwum no kọ mu ntubi o. Hallelujah. But I want us to know that everything that we do is worship. When Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac, he told the servant that, "Wait here, For I and the lamb will go a little forward to worship and come back. So worship is our total way of life. Everything that we do to glorify God is worship. And today, we are asked to be truthful in our worship. Bibiya ye ya bra bomu biyara. Edetuntum already biyano eye osum. Nene o nyankupon asem e kachere yen se. Ye ni no kre awa osoru ye emu. We should be truthful in our worship. As human beings, the Lord wants us to worship him. But he wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. This is because the scripture tells us in John 4, 23 to 24, but the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship. And the 24 says that God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Do you worship God in spirit and in truth? That is what the scripture says. People of God, they may kind of say, Onyankopon awo bo yen no, opese yen sori no, opese yen sum no. Na onyame asem ka kire yen se se pese yen sori Awurade a, yen sori no. Honhun mu ene enokura mu. Obi a wa so dem ha bia. Wo ye honhun. Wo okra. Na woti nipadua mu na onyame se fa honhom no ena fa esore no eluti na trose me ka ese emre bi ba o mo a osum awrade no obesum no honhom mu ene enukure mu na saa mre no eninie na onyame oye honhom na owa wa osum no no ese wo osum no e wo honhom mu ene nukure mu eluti me bi sa se onso Onyameno osum no kremu ene honhom mu ana. In Matthew 15 verse 8, the scripture continued to tell us that these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me and they worship me in vain. Matthew chapter 15 verse 8 and 9. Onyame asem se sankofo we no mo omo de wo manu ana wo de sum me. Oh Jesus, I love Jesus, I love Jesus, ba won akuma nankasa ne de e wa chiri 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 esa se ye de akuma osum bi a ye sum awurade no esa ye no kure mu na esa e free ya akuma mu. Every worship that we are worshiping the Lord must come from our heart. Whether we do anything good for the Lord from our heart, we can see the power of God manifesting. You can see the glory of God being demonstrated. But when we do certain things and we only do it with our lips, it doesn't give glory to God. Say, ye ba urade mu. That's a ye sum urade a. Biblia ye ye no. Urade pe se emfiri ya kuma mu. Na se ye ma. Or summa yesuma radin every yakumamua. Onyamen so nin sentreno, a dear chile, and yama ye bian, o nyametoni super, a gusso, ama yenso, yehuno hon faso. This means that God cares. God cares about how he is worshipped. Because if we are asked to worship God in truth, it means that God is concerned, God is particular about how he is worshipped. He wants people to worship him sincerely. And he wants people to worship him from their heart. He doesn't want people to give him lip services. God wants people who are sincere worshipers. Se sana etia dia na che se e kwen e fa so na ye sum onyame no onyame e fa ne ho. Etu onyame opese enipa ensum na nukrem yan sum no honhum na yan sum no so emfiri yakoma mu. But for most of the time, are we able to worship God from our heart, or we are not? The Lord God Almighty delivered the Israelites from Egypt, and he was taking them to the promised land, and he gave them the command that wherever you go and you begin cultivating the land, make sure that the very first fruit that comes from the land, you eat something in a basket and take it to where the Lord God has destined that his name should be, and give it to the priest as a worship to the Lord God. Onyankopon oyi Israel for every Egypt mamu odo mo ko asase a eya asase papa asase a ewo ene nufusuo ewo so na de ewo ka kire won ne se se mo ko asase no so na se mo dua asase no a eno ba na be free asase no ba de di kan no mo mfa ngu basket mu na mo mfa nko ba bi a me asaforade me yi se mi din ewo na mo mfa ensom me. This is the command. That is the Deuteronomy that we just read. But the Israelites, they did that. They know what the Lord has done for them. And so they did that. And the same way, the Lord is commanding us that whatever the Lord gives us, our proceeds from every work that we do, the Lord says we should bring one tenth to his house, so that there will be food in his house. And he said that we should do this to test him and see if he will not open the heavens and to pour blessings on us where we may not even have the capacity to contain. Onyankopon eka kire Israel for no. Israel for omu di so. Or say, as I said, it's omu koswa. Be bia ombe duye di kan bia and the first fruit, you know, omo fa bi engu basket mu na won fa nko ba bia ono onyame eyiesi ho se ni din wo enu ti se ya so dem ha ya ha na onyame esi ho se aha na ye ba bia Presbyterian fo esom no won fa mra a place like that. Na Israel fo they did that in the same way ye de ye nua enema na mo adwuma na ye me atua ye ka na onyame aka kire ye se ye fa one tenth of bibia o de bedu mi bia en fa mra onyame fie se be ya aduane be wo ni fie na onyame se ye nya we na ye mfa nso ne hwe se wo mie wo soro mpoma na wo hwie enhira enwu ye nso en ko si se pempenso se ye nya ye sampo na ye de age. The Bible continue to tell us in Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 9. Malachi 3, 8 to 9. Please, can you project that for me? Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 9. The Lord wants us to worship him in truth. The Lord wants us to be very faithful in worshiping him. And so, he has access to bring a tenth to his house. And so, when we read Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 9, this is what God is saying. Will a man rob God? Please, do man rob God? And the Lord continued, yet you rob me. And so people will ask, God, how do we rob you? But you ask, how do we rob God? And God said, in tithes and offerings. So, because you robbed me, he continues in the 9, because you robbed me, you are under a curse. Oh! Because you robbed me, you are under a curse. Because you are robbing me. So, let me explain this. One tenth is one tenth. So, if I'm paid $1,000, 1/10 of the $1,000 is what? $100. And the Lord says, if we are able to pay this $100 to him faithfully and truthfully, he is going to drive away the devil who has been eating in our hands, so that that devil will not be able to eat in our hands, and the blessings of God will continue to come on us. And say, you are under a curse if you don't do that. That means he said, so we are dying by a coin. So can we hear ya? And can we down by 30? Hallelujah. That means, but unim, what we normally do is, maybe I'm paid $1,000. Instead of going to pay $100 so that the blessings of God will come upon me, I'll just say, incorporate 20 be mom. So when I do that, that means I have not truthfully obeyed the Lord. And so that evil person who eats our hand, who eats in our hand, is still there and eating, because we don't truthfully worship the Lord with our substance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So from here, do we truthfully worship the Lord with our substance? If we don't, then the Lord says we are robbing. Hallelujah. So will a man rob God? Now, let us continue in the third Bible reading. Jesus Christ, after he has fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he became very hungry. And as I've been saying all the time, the devil will never tempt you just all the time. He will look at the opportune time to tempt you. So the devil will say to himself, yeah, this guy. In fact, and the Bible no mean me dey ka ho. It mo bia nko kasa me say Bible no mo sa. Hallelujah. So the devil will say, yeah, this is the time to get this guy. This is the opportune time. Look, he is hungry. So why don't I just go and tell him to turn stone into bread now that he is hungry? So the devil looked at that opportune time and decided to tempt Jesus by telling him to turn stone into bread. But Jesus Christ was truthful in his worship, and he told him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by any word that proceed from the mouth of God. How many of us, when we are very hungry, will think of the word before food? When we are very hungry, how many of us will think of the word before food? There are some people, when they are very hungry and you give them food, they will take about 2, 3, 4 bites before they realize that they did not pray over the food. Has it ever happened to you? But Jesus was simple. You see, the devil at the opportune time decided to tempt Jesus. He tempted him with power. He tempted him with food. But Jesus, being a truthful person, was able to defeat the devil in all the temptations that he brought to him. In the same way, he is going to tempt you at the opportune time, at the time when he knows that at this time he may be able to defeat you. He may be able to let you fall into temptation. And I'm asking, if it happens that way, will you be able to stand? Will you be able to use the word of God to defeat the devil? You can only do that when you have been studying the word of God. Because if you don't study the word of God, the word will not be in you. And when such temptation comes, you may not be able to withstand it. Ebra obenyaw ena odi temptation no abawso. Enuti sa wo hwe ye wura yesu aye nyina edi na chimpo no a obonsam koso one hwe ye na so onu mpo obonsam koso na hwa me ene wo ene wo me so ye hwe ebi bia so obeba at a time a onim se samre yi ena me kon so a me nya no na me no msapa ana ma ma dwese megai megai ha for so many years afi mo wa na nkraba so kwasi o papa daya wan sori o sa time no ana mo sam beba o kwasi o we na da so eje yi de and now papa da for me de faka kere gu form because on mi sam papa da for me de o ka me de kakra be gu form. He will come at the opportune time. But it is up to us to be truthful in our worship, truthful in everything that we are doing with the Lord, so that when he comes, we shall not give him the opportunity to be able to overcome us or overpower us, but rather we shall overpower him with the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, if we are able to worship our Lord truthfully, say ye timi sum ye nyang kupon ya, our relationship with God becomes strengthened. Ye ne o nyang kupon entema yon kufano. Emu ebe ye ding. Afe ohun say, we have love for the Lord. In everything that we are doing, we do it with love. We do it sincerely. We do it without any hypocrisy. And we will love the word of God. We want the word of God to dwell richly in us. And we shall also dwell richly in our Lord Jesus Christ. Because John chapter 15 verse 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. I don't feel no more. Say, yes, sum erade. Na yes, sum erade enukremua. Ayonko fa e da ye ni nyamentem no emu be ye din afesu ye nya odo e de ma awrade bibia ye ye bia no ye twi e ho si ho e na ya ye aye ni yiye if you say ye sum awrade enukre mu na onyame asem e ka kire ye e wo John 15 verse 7 say ye ye tra ni mu na so onyame asem no so e tra ye mu a ye mi se ni bibia da obeye ediaman mi bi so onyame asem no atiu mu minimo obi a se oba asor nkwa ene ofa ne bible se o kita bible no no de ba asori ene kwampo se ye kenkan ya o miemu nhwe oduru fi a no de ato ho next week Sunday he enkola me bible no kra na da he. If we do that, we will not have any relationship with God. Rather, as I said, we should get closer and closer and closer to the word of God.
Nantu ye ye womanim Bobra papa womi mona Mema wo wangunu ramu sentrani Wodi ye nantu ye ye womanim Bobra papa womi mona Mema wo wangunu ramu sentrani Medu becha poko kwa dawanim Bera tam fu di wachi Zafarone ne dom Nantu ye womanim Babara papa womi mona Mema wo wangunu bramun sanchere Wodiye nantu ye womanim Na babara papa womi mona Mema wo wangunu bramun sanchere.
Hallelujah, Sister Jamin Shrao. God bless you. You see, if we continue with the Lord in this way, we see that if we truthfully truthfully worship the Lord without hypocrisy, if we truthfully worship the Lord from our heart, it paves the way. It paves the way for our eternal life in heaven. Because we are truthful worshipers. But the word of God tells us, the word of God tells us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, that it is not all those who say, Lord, 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 will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of the Father who is in heaven. Adofono se ye ben onyame asem no na se ye ne onyankopon edo no emu ye din a osoro kwan bue mayen e mayenya dan kwa na onyame asem e ka me hu se enye nipa e ba sori adabia ye Jesus Jesus ewradi ewradi enyina na ebenye osoro hema mu kwan na emu won a o ye na jana o wo osoro na pede e enuti se onyame adom yen enne da bia meka se kwasi da na e de pa especially abobe 7 hona hallelujah e se won hwe ya o kwasi da hu we de so betuma hwe no na se de so betuma hwe o tv so betuma hwe no fun osukura dakakra be hu na soro no wa ma. People of God, we have to have a truthful relationship with the Lord. And the Lord will also pave the way for us so that in the end, eternal life will be ours. When we have this relationship with the Lord, it reduces our tendency to sin. Say, ye ni nyankopon nya saa ayonkofana. Oh, say, ye twen ho afri boni ho. Say, oh, kwakoye boni bia. Wo kwakoye na boni bi na say, oni nyame wa nyankofa anapa no sori ya wa bompa ye wa kan wo twero sema bo se sa boni ne ye no ebe ye wo din because boni bie ni ho a onipa ekoya adwen mienu ne ma first one be ka si jai na next one ka so ye ba se wo yobi a oni nyame wa yonkofa na wa bompa ye na wo jira ho ma urade a you by all means obey the air catcher will say, ma enye no. And so if there is a good relationship between us and God, there is a tendency for us to be able to refrain from sinning.
Sorry, Gina, wana monsuo. Bawa baso dia kuma Christo. Nankunim beye udia. Evis nankunim di wama wana. Wadi waho tu erade so. Wabema wangamu na waswa na injel da wama wantla biapa nkunimdi wo mawana wadi waho tu erade so wabema now I'm I want now be a part. How great is our God? How great is his name? He's the greatest of all. Forever the same. He rose by the waters of the mighty, receive. and said, I will lead you.
Oh, put your trust in him.
Put your trust in him.
Oh, how great is our God.
How great is our God.
How great is his name.
How great is his name. He's the greatest of all.
How forever the same. Oh, he rose by the water. Oh, there's all the mighty Red Sea.
And said, I will leave. Trust in him.
Put your trust in him.
Oh,
he rose by the waters.
All the mighty Red Sea.
People of God, if we worship the Lord truthfully, victory is ours. We become victorious. But if we worship the Lord falsely, we lose a lot of our blessings. So the Lord God is asking us today to be very truthful in our worship with him. And his blessings will never fail to come to us. When we are truthful in our worship with the Lord, we are able to go before the throne of grace. Onyame pese yen sum no eno kure mu ene honhun mu. Na odofo sa wo sum onyame eno kure ene honhun mu a. O se utimi ko adoma hewon anim. Amen kunim die eya odia. Today, the Lord wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. We should do away with every hypocrisy. And when we meet, the Lord will also confirm his word with miracles, signs, and wonders. So, dearly beloved in the Lord, this first Sunday of Lent, as we humble ourselves and our soul with fasting and prayer, we are asked to express truthfulness in our worship. And that has not got to do with anything that we do outside or inside. But rather, it has to come from our heart. Whatever we do for the Lord during this period must be something that we do for the Lord from our heart. And when we do that, we shall see results. Adafunumu, ye wolentimu, ye guswa de akonchini pabo chen radia nim na me chrao se sa eyampa wod ye de woye no kremu. Na se wanya no lip services. Na woye no kremwa. You will see the results. By the end of the Lent, you will see the results. God wants us to be very truthful in our worship and in our work with him. And God will sincerely reward our truthfulness and give us salvation. Remember, truthfulness must show in our temptation. At the time that we are being tempted, that is the time where we must show our truthfulness. And the Lord God Almighty will continue to bless us. Adofonum, Ebra and Sohe Bausuno. A hona omen who say, O sum yame and ukremu. A brow self for it to be about what Jim will say. Yes, I dear Weno. I wouldn't say Sadia and Sawakoya, and do Bacquanim Guasimu, and do Bacquo Homuno, Sam Reno, and as old Yamu Sampa, O Sumono, and Ukrumu. On Yamiasam say, Sir, you who know, baby, ne, ye dear Nuka near called Donwa, ya bonny. But now I'm making kind. And my crowd, I'm called baby Billy Graham. Or say, the first look in there, and your bonnet. Then on the subsequent looks. And now, and your bonnet. Hallelujah. Some of you, you know, I'm going to make him a bonnet. Say, your bonnet. Yeah. People of God, it is during that time that there is temptation. That is the time that we have to let the truthfulness of our worship with the Lord show. That is why I'm saying that worshiping the Lord is a totality of life. Everything that you do from Monday to Sunday before you come here, all coming together. This means that you are worshiping at your workplace, you are worshiping at wherever you are, and when you come here also, you are worshiping. And God wants us to do that and to do that truthfully. And if we do, the Lord will bless us. If we do, the Lord will help us. So let me ask this question as I bring this message to an end. Are you truthful in your worship with the Lord? Are you truthful in worshiping the Lord? So what shall we come and we now Eti minyami ya me sumu nunu kremu. Ansane de, ubiya de wa nchen. And the next thing is, if you are not, then I believe that henceforth, you will change your mind and worship God in spirit and in truth. Please bow down your head and let us pray.
Christopher. G-D-4
radini nyanko pompa pa yada wase. And now when I'm wadum so abekasa chire yen. Use yan sorrow and ukwari mu. Yan sorrow hum mu. And until rather see a to see I was asking me hua. Who ya mobo ne dumi and ne boy. Ne chinye si wukwam panoso. Send the baby to me out soon, no quarry moon. Baby, I tossed a radish say, ma. Baby, I shall say a radius was a paja engine. A hole. Your bumpire will yes to Christo demo. Daddy, I'm sure won't stop. Somebody to your GDM and that woman, a boy, and that kind of home. Send the baby da. You bet me out soon. I saw Pierre when you're more. Baby, I was yes, a man to offer no. Oh, my yes, you're crying and what could be a dear boom. Yem se abisa Yesu di munti wa ya mayen ti ne ye kan se asedan kaudin ewo Yesu Kristo di mu. Amen.